Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
The Rose Bowl. The game that inspired the college football bowl season has a long and storied history. The stadium itself is 100 years old, and in celebration of it, Pigskin Dispatch is assembling some of the top historians and authors to share the memories, people, and events that make the granddaddy of them all the special game that it is. Enjoy this Rose Bowl memory from PigskinDispatch.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your place for all things great in sports history and your portal to positive football history, the portal to Rose Bowl history, as we are all the way up to the 60th Rose Bowl game, the 1974 Rose Bowl. But before we get to that, let's make sure that you know about our newsletter. We have a newsletter that tells you every day when our newest podcasts are coming out and what they are. That's on JerseyDispatch.com. That's on Pigskin Dispatch. That's on Orville Mulligan and many from the Sports History Network as well. We also share with all of our posts that are coming out that day. So you can stay on top of what's going to be coming out in sports history that happened on a certain date. So we hope you'll enjoy that. It's so easy to sign up. Go to the show notes of this very podcast or go to pigskindispatch.com and look in the columns under email or up in the top margin as being email subscriber. You can cancel at any time. And if you do subscribe, tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. will be your start to getting that Pigpen newsletter, knowing everything that's going on there. Usually very colorful, very informative, have a lot of great sports history on there. Now let's get to that 1974 Rose Bowl. It was the Ohio State Buckeyes and the USC Trojans meeting thrice in the early 1970s in the annual Rose Bowl game. The 60th edition of Pasadena's Tournament of Roses game was played on Tuesday, January 1st, 1974, and of course featured OSU and USC in the second of three straight meetings between the schools. The coaches remained the same in Woody Hayes and John McKay. If you remember, in the prior year, USC dominated the Buckeyes in the second half to run away with it in a 42-17 victory. If you've missed that, go to the very bottom of the page here, or go back one day in your podcast and listen to Rich Schmelter, the great historian who wrote the USC Trojans Encyclopedia on football, and he tells a great outtake of that game, of the 1973 game. But we're on 1974. And McKay's team entered the postseason, this time with a 9-1-1 record, while Hayes' squad, they posted a slightly better 9-0-1. Each had a tie during the season. USC tied with Oklahoma, and Ohio State had a tie game with Michigan. Southern Cal's backfield was loaded once again as Anthony Davis returned to the lineup behind quarterback Pat Hayden and coach's son J.K. McKay on the line as an end. Now, J.K. McKay and Pat Hayden, they had stayed together. Hayden lived with the McKays, so they had quite the repertoire, and they played a lot of ball together, had some great timing and chemistry, did Hayden and McKay Jr. Now, Ohio State would feature the running of Pete Johnson, Archie Griffin, and quarterback Cornelius Green. They had just a tremendous running game, as Woody Hayes' teams always seem to do. Great lines blocking and powerful runners, and they just wore you down. That was their game plan. Well, the game was eerily similar to the 1973 meeting of these two teams, as they were tied at the halftime. However, this year, it would be the Buckeyes that would dominate the second half in a rout. The Trojans did have the lead for a few minutes in the third quarter briefly at 21-14. After that point, it was all Buckeyes as Ohio State scored four unanswered touchdowns to come to a final score of 42-21. Pete Johnson, that great running back, power runner, he ran in a pair of scores while Griffin and Green each toted the ball across the goal line chalk as well once. Cornelius Green was chosen as the outstanding player of the game in this one, and the Buckeyes win the only Big Ten victory in the Rose Bowl for the 1970s. But there's some close games coming up, and we're going to be covering them all because we're covering all of the Rose Bowls here, all 108. It's a celebration of 100 years of the Rose Bowl Stadium for January of 2023. And boy, we can't wait to bring you all of these in this great collection. And I hope you are enjoying them because we've got a lot more historians coming up, a lot more stories, a lot more games covering the Rose Bowl. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
We're taking a peek over at the chains and the down marker. It's fourth and long. We're going to have to punt the ball and get on out of here, but we'll have another series tomorrow for your football history headlines, so be sure to tune in.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.